Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. As we always say, we highly recommend you head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com and check out all the great articles and podcasts that are updated daily. Countless hours of content that you will find at AmericaOutLoud.com. We're going to talk about the recent suspension of Whoopi Goldberg from The View tonight. We've got on guest Heather Robinson. She's going to be joining us to discuss it with us. I find it very interesting that she has gotten suspended for this. Of course, I'm not going to shed any tears for Whoopi Goldberg and her getting suspended, but it just seems like another step in the cancel culture that we constantly see. In my opinion, this is weeding out the real conversations that people have. I mean, obviously, Whoopi Goldberg was miseducated, uneducated on the subject, and she's been corrected on that many times. But that's how these conversations get started, is someone will open their mouth and say something that might be a little miseducated, and they will get corrected, and the world can hear that. So I don't know about Whoopi Goldberg being suspended. It just seems like another case of the cancel culture catching up to her now. But Rob, what are your thoughts on Whoopi Goldberg and how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing good. Thank you. Glad that all of our listeners could tune in, because I definitely want to talk about this. We weren't going to talk about it tonight, but we're going to talk about Joe Rogan and Bill Maher, but we'll talk about them another day because this was moving so quickly. What was happening, or what had happened, I saw the episode and I saw what Whoopi was saying, and I thought it was interesting that she was so tone deaf. This is a woman who converted to Judaism, and she kept saying it over and over again when her fellow co-hosts were trying to correct her, and they were looking mystified with, like, Whoopi, where are you going with this? I want to play the tape really quick so that you guys can hear what happened. Here we go. Roll the tape.
Let's be truthful about it, because the Holocaust isn't about race.
No.
It's not about race. It's not about race. It's not about race.
What is it about?
Because it's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about.
But it's about white supremacy.
But these are two white groups of people.
You're missing the point.
Yeah. The minute you turn it into race, it goes down this alley.
Okay, there you have it. What was she trying to prove? What was Whoopi trying to say? That it wasn't about race. These are two white people. And when you bring race into it, you take it a different direction. Well, you just took it a completely different direction with you were saying.
It's almost like she put her foot in her mouth, and then instead of backtracking, she just doubled down on what she originally said.
She doubled down on stupidity, Andrew.
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm speaking as a Jewish person and also an American conservative. I think that she's brainwashed. I don't think it's as much stupidity. I mean, I don't think she's a stupid woman. I don't think she could helm a show, even an insipid show, maybe like The View. You still have to be pretty quick on your feet, as we know, to be in broadcast media. I actually think she... I hesitate to say this myself, because I'm not comparing the modern left to Nazis in terms of the degree of evil or, anything like that. But in terms of a brainwashed mindset where they put things in rigid categories, they put people and groups in these rigid categories of race, I think that she just doesn't know what to do with the Holocaust, because it isn't about Black and brown people particularly. And I think the modern left just inordinately focuses on and elevates the concept of race, skin color specifically, to the primary obsession. And when you have a historical example of torture being done by one group on another group, and nobody is, you know, what modern leftists would define as a person of color, maybe she was sincere in that she's confused, like, about how do you even teach it, because the modern hard left has stopped understanding that any group is capable of bigotry. Any individual is capable of bigotry. We're all human. You know, we all have capacity for evil and good, and we can all be better than that. And we all need to work on ourselves as individuals, and no group is exempt. But these kinds, you know, you guys know, I mean, these kinds of deeper, more universal, more spiritual, challenging values are not upheld by the modern left. They just divide everything into these neat little categories, and you're the good people, and you're the victims, and you're the oppressors. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, I don't think the intent is evil, but I think that in some ways it's a little maybe like Nazism in one narrow sense. I don't mean in terms of the scope of evil. I just mean in terms of the rigidity and the stupidity, you know. And I guess what I'm saying is, you know, maybe this could really open up a deeper discussion about the fact that the whole concept of race is dubious. That's my opinion. But whether you believe in it or not, you know, it really, it's one characteristic about somebody. It's a fine thing if you feel good about your race, you know, whatever your color is. We can see it. I'm not denying it exists, but it maybe we should talk about whether that should be the all-important thing and the most focused on thing, and what was wrong with what the Nazis did. Because, you know, I agree with you guys. She doesn't seem familiar with the history, that to them, they took this doctrine of racial superiority very seriously. And this was the centerpiece of their philosophy. And their mission was to annihilate Jews from the face of the earth, the Jews whom they deemed an inferior race. They also considered Blacks an inferior race. So I think she doesn't know that, but I think she also just doesn't know that it's okay to think in terms of and educate children in terms of bigger, deeper, more real values, and that we can all learn, and it's not just about Black and white. So I personally am sorry that she's getting suspended. I think she should, you know, we should have a real discussion about this, because it's an opportunity to finally maybe break through some of this rigid kind of thinking that the left is imposing on everybody and everything.
Well, Heather, you made some good points. Do you think that, and we're just, you know, trying to understand exactly what happened with Wolfie, mm-hmm. and what she was saying, because she's always talking about racism and how Blacks are mistreated. Could it be that she only sees racism through the prism of Black and white,
yes,
and nothing else?
I think so, Rob. I think
and if that's the case, that's extremely dangerous. She's been indoctrinated rather successfully by the left, who are constantly pushing that Black people are oppressed and Black and Black. When you go, the United States isn't the only country that suffers from racism. You go to other countries, you will see the same thing. And it's not just Black and white. You go to India, you will have it. You go to Saudi Arabia. Yeah. It's just that in America, it's so put out there because we were supposed to be this great beacon on a hill, but every country has problems, and you have to identify the problems and work through the problems. It's unfortunate that right now in 2022, under Joe Biden's administration, that we seem to be slightly moving back to racism through segregation and putting certain people, groups, races, genders above others. Look at what Biden said the other day, that he wants to nominate a Black woman. Now, he said it the other day, and he said it when he was running for president. He was on the campaign trail. Now, it's one thing to say, I want to nominate a woman, but he said a Black woman. Look at how that diminishes the role of that person whom he will eventually nominate, as if though to say, you can't get it on the merits. You're not smart enough. So I've got to get someone who's Black. And Blacks are kind of, you know, we don't know about them. So we're going to give you an opportunity. No, people aren't saying that he shouldn't do it, but it's the way he went about it. A Black woman. And on their show, The View, they talked about it. And Sunny Hostin even said the other day that she didn't even think a person, a Black woman from Harvard, should be nominated for the position. They eat their own. They come out with all of this craziness, setting all of these standards and goals, and you got to do this and you can't do that, that they have started to trip over themselves. Whoopi, once she made the statement, she was given the opportunity by one of her liberal pals, Stephen Colbert, to go on his show, The Late Show, and correct herself. And even then, she doubled down on stupidity, trying
because she's brainwashed, Rob. That's my take.
And apparently so. And I'm like, here, you have an opportunity. I would think that someone would have called her and say, Whoopi, think about what you're saying. But because she is so, in a way, an egomaniac, thinking, oh, well, I run the show. I know what I'm saying, and I can shut people down. I shut down Meghan McCain, and I can shut down the other women on The View, and I can say this and say that, that what I'm saying is right. You're missing the point, as she said. It's not about this. So he gave her the opportunity, and it didn't register that, Whoopi, you're wrong on this. So I guess someone, one of the higher ups, called her. Couldn't have been Barbara Walters, who happens to be Jewish, but she's of age, so I doubt she's even connected with the show at this point. But someone on a higher statute had to have called her and said, look, we've got to have a conversation. This does not look good. This is really bad. And even with that, I'm surprised that that conversation was had, because you look at Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, who are frequent guests on their news shows. And look at the things that they spew out, the hatredness, the hatefulness toward Israel. Yeah. And there have been so many other incidents. So why now, I wonder, did they find it necessary to not only call her out, but to suspend her for 2 weeks? And guys, that's dangerous.
It's I'm surprised, Rob. I'm not as surprised by Whoopi and what she said, to be honest with you. I'm a little pleasantly surprised that the others had the clarity to object, because as I said, this leftist indoctrination that we all know about is so, you know, pardon the pun, black and white, you know, and it's pitting groups against each other, and it's viewing everything in terms of, you know, everybody's supposed to think along certain lines. And so to me, it's not that stunning that Whoopi is nonplussed. I mean, yes, it's a little surprising, I guess. But, you know, I'm surprised they called her out on it. I think it has to do with the fact that Holocaust education, at least in this country, you know, is decent and as it should be. And most people learn about what an, you know, unbelievable mass scale atrocity and unique historical event it was. But I would wager you that, you know, if she had said something else that was, you know, equally dismissive about the idea that, you know, a Christian person could be discriminated against, or a, you know, anybody, you know, a person who the modern left has deemed to be the privileged, you know, could be the victim of, you know, racism, I would bet you there wouldn't have been an objection, because we know that their whole catechism is like, you know, these are the groups who are always in the right. These are the groups who are, you know, suspect. You know, everything's viewed through this prism, and it's actually racist. But it's like this is something that reminds us that racism and bigotry can exist in any human being, and any group of people can be stirred up in negative ways to resent, and you know, these primitive feelings of, you know, resentment toward other individuals and groups based on what we perceive to be different. Let's face it, this is an ugly part of human nature that can be tapped into. And I think children should be taught that anybody can fall prey to this. And this is the lower part of human nature. There are better, we can all be better. We can strive to be better. I think that, you know, that has to do with character and spiritual values and, you know, working on ourselves and our unique talents and abilities. And these were the things that Martin Luther King showed us the way forward on. And now we're living at a time where anybody who upholds his great memory, his vision, is in some cases dismissed. We're told we're tone deaf, you know, because we prioritize character and transcendent values, you know, and I think it's long past time that those of us who are tired of this, that we speak up and we say, you know, yes, I mean, it's important to teach that this, that any group, any individual, you know, we is capable of being better. And that's the real lesson, I think. And I think the left, the modern left, is falling down on this. And I think she might have been sincere when she said she doesn't know how to teach the Holocaust, because, you know, it doesn't fit neatly into the paradigm.
Right. Well, no, I absolutely. I think she doesn't know how, and nor should she. But I, as I said, one of the things that frightens me is she's now on suspension. When she comes back, what will she say? There's a lot of fallout from this that will be felt, because now that they got one of their own, and as I said, they always eat their own. You would have never thought that they would have pulled her aside. Look at some of the things that Joy Behar has said. Sonny Hostin said the other day that Clarence Thomas does not represent Black people, that he's not Black. I mean, to me, that's very incendiary to say something of that nature when you have Black kids listening to that. You have Black kids who probably look absolutely very ignorant, who are looking at him and saying, hey, I can achieve that goal. So just think back at some of the other comments that a lot of these individuals, very demeaning, hateful comments that they have made. Joy Reid has made comments, Joy Behar, CNN, Don Lemon, and the host of the Black commentaries, individuals on MSNBC, what they have said about Tim Scott, extremely incendiary, but yet and still they're there. So again, I wonder, what will the fallout be? Are they going to start calling out these individuals and saying, okay, suspension? And what does suspension? It doesn't do anything. And we certainly don't want them to take a diversity class run by Al Sharpton, because that's going to get you nowhere, but teach you more hate. So all these classes that they're offering in corporate America about, you know, diversity and being sensitive, it has been centered around Blacks. They're the individuals that are oppressed, but there are so many other groups that are there. And then you want to look at who's teaching these classes and what are they saying. I want to see the curriculum, because clearly it's not getting over the correct way. And I'm sure ABC will come out later on and say, we want everyone to take a diversity course. Everyone that's hired here. Well, it'll probably be Disney, because Disney owns ABC, that they will start pushing this. But what good is it when it's just lip service and you're just sitting there looking at something that you really don't want to look at? This is a call to action.
I agree with Rob that, her doing a fake apology when she gets back, in addition to her apology that she's already had, does nothing for me, unless if she's sincere. If she really feels the way that she feels, and as Heather brought up some great points, she has been very indoctrinated with propaganda, and I think she is brainwashed. But if she really feels that way, then she should stick with it, in my opinion. I mean, I obviously disagree with her and think she's wrong. But forcing people to go on to another side of an issue is not the way to solve these problems, in my opinion.
Right. It's not the way. And if she believes that, but then we need to understand, why does she believe that? Well, she believes it, if she does sincerely believes it, because of the indoctrination of the left. And I think that those on the right, this is a teachable moment to seize the moment and to, I don't want to say harp on it, but at the same time, harp on it and talk about, look, this woman who has been on this show, this so they say successful show, for how many years? and these are the views that she possesses. How long has she held these thoughts? How long has she held these views? And then she wants to pontificate and she wants to wag her finger at conservatives and say that they're racist when she herself is harboring racist ideas, not knowing it. I mean, what she said is not a race. They're two white people. That's what Hitler was saying. This is not about racism, me killing these people because I feel that they're inferior, because I feel that they're causing all the harm in the country. They have moved so far to the left that they don't even realize it. And yes, the other women on the show, they were probably shocked and saying they probably wanted to say, Whoopi, don't say that. And, you know, someone probably wanted to kick her, but she was so far over to the other side that they couldn't kick her. But to make those comments and to say it, and again, she doubled down on stupidity by repeating it on The Late Show. And then by morning, someone got to her and she decided to apologize. The suspension isn't good. The suspension does absolutely nothing. The only thing it does do is just, okay, we don't have to see her anymore. Was she suspended without pay? There has to be more than that. She needs to appear on After Dark with Robin Andrew and let us grill her over what she said. Walk her through it. Heather, you can walk her through, get a curriculum together, and then walk her through it and say, do you not understand this? Do you know what Hitler was about? Do you know what he did? Because clearly what you've been taught, although you converted over, you don't have a clue. Well, and this is true of so many other people that are out there pushing CRT. This is how dangerous this is. It covers so many different areas in our life. The fact that this woman, at the age that she is, and I'm glad it happened. I'm glad she opened up and she said this, because now we see that the indoctrination is real and it is dangerous. Why people got up in arms and decided to go after her, I don't know, because the mainstream media, they weren't saying much about it. But someone somewhere, I don't know if Barbara Walters had an epiphany and she came back to herself and said, take her off. But someone somewhere was highly offended. Why is it that on the right, we're not highly offended when we're called racist? When President Trump is called a racist, why aren't they pushing back? Why aren't they saying, no, that's not true? Because to me, that's just as dangerous. Because the way they're looking at Conservative Party right now, Republicans, is that they're all racist. And we know that's not true. To identify with conservative ideas or principles, you're told that you're a racist. Why is that? It has to stop. This is a teachable moment. And I think that Republicans should jump on top of this. Don't shy away from this. They need to call it out and say, wait, this is the reason why we need to have this conversation. This is the reason why CNN and MSNBC needs to stop referring to people on the right as being racist simply because they don't share your ideology. This is dangerous for a woman of her stature, her age, to still hold those ideas. It's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. And personally, I find myself in a weird predicament in this situation because I'm so against cancel culture and censorship. I believe people should be able to say whatever they want as long as they're not breaking the law and a network will put it on television. But obviously what she said was offensive to many. But I don't know if I can wrap my head around if she ends up being fired more than suspended. I don't think that would necessarily be the right move, even though I'd be the last person that wants to sit here and defend Whoopi Goldberg. But it's funny because it's like they're eating their own. They've pushed this cancel culture agenda. And now even a lot of the people who are pushing it are getting caught up in it. Because if some conservative said something like this, Whoopi Goldberg would be one of the first people coming out and wanting them to be canceled.
They would want them to be canceled. They would want their heads off and they would not rest until that was it. And now look at what happened to her. Now, I don't know if this was for show. Like, again, I was watching the other news organizations, other programs, and they weren't talking about it as much. Fox News, they covered it. They mentioned it. But now that she's been suspended, I wonder if they're going to keep talking about it. And the way they talk about it, it can't be, this is what she did and this is what happened. It has to be more so, why did she think that? Does she really believe that? Or was she just ignorant and didn't know what she was saying, or was she trying to make a point that she didn't make?
I think that she may have been ignorant about the maybe the history and the extent of the Nazis' obsession with race, which was all BS, by the way. I mean, they had their elaborate theories and they had their scientists supposedly, you know, making charts and graphs and papers all about how Blacks and Jews and others were inferior. They were obsessed with the concept of racial superiority and inferiority, which none of which was scientific, by the way. I don't know that she knows all that history, but I also think, again, this really gets to the core and the crux of the modern hard leftist brainwashing fanaticism. It's that, you know, it's that certain groups, Black and brown people, are the victims and other groups are the oppressors. And whoever they designate as the privileged are the privileged. And that's that. And it's a grossly overgeneralizing, simplistic, distorted worldview. But anybody who doesn't adhere to that is stigmatized as a racist. Anybody who says we are one race, the human race, you know, which is what I believe, you know, we are dismissed at best, and at worst, we're painted as racist and insensitive because we uphold human and humanistic values. And so, I mean, I think that's really what it is. I think this is she doesn't want to acknowledge, this is my take, I can't speak for her, but I think that it's very threatening to modern leftists to have to acknowledge that any group can be a victim or a perpetrator. That's the truth. That's the real deep universal truth. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to be confronted with it. They don't want to hear that in this case, people whose skin didn't happen to be particularly dark were targeted for annihilation, were mass murdered, tortured, humiliated, and persecuted for no reason other than that somebody deemed them an inferior race. And this can happen, and any group of people is capable of doing something like this. And we all need to look inside ourselves and understand this weak and negative side of human nature that we can fall prey to. That's my take. I think that those truths have not been taught. They're not being taught to children. The idea that we are all human, we are all capable of good and evil. Yes, we look different, you know, and people tend to, sadly, sometimes when they're scared, when they're feeling weak, they tend to push away and demonize and vilify people who look different. And this is something that we all need to work against. That's something Martin Luther King taught. You know, he focused on the positive and how, you know, we can transcend and we can be great as individuals, and we need to think about that we are all equal under God. I mean, these things, though, now are denigrated. These values that are the true progressive values are now denigrated. And so that's what I think happened here. I think it's actually a very profound thing that happened. And I'm with Andrew. Yeah. I would like to have her back and, you know, have a respectful discussion about this. I think it could really maybe start to expose some of the cracks in this crucible of hard left brainwashing that is racist.
Yeah. And
talk about, you know, what does it mean to be racist? You know, is it only one kind of person who looks a certain way who could ever be a racist? You know, and is it only one kind of person who looks a certain way who could ever be the victim of racism? You know, of course right. not.
Yeah, those are very good points. It's like a whole generation of kids are perhaps growing up and seeing Black people as victims, and they've been told their whole lives that white people are held up on a pedestal and have all these benefits. And then when they hear that something like the Holocaust happens, it just doesn't process with their worldview in the way that things have been so far in their life. They just can't sympathize the same way, it seems like, almost for Jews and white people as they do for Black people, some of these hard left people that are growing up in today's society. You're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew with special guest New York Post journalist Heather Robinson.
I'm excited to talk about a new product from Healthy Cell, AC11. This is a patented bioactive extract of Uncaria tomentosa from the Amazon rainforest. It supports cell DNA repair and health span. It's a dietary supplement. I'm excited to try it. Many are interested in longevity and attenuation of senescence. We know that telomere length and other biologic measures are related to senescence in clinical and preclinical studies, particularly of animal models. And I can tell you as a doctor, dietary supplements do hold the promise of attenuating repair and damage in our body due to stress, physical wear and tear, sunlight, etc. And there's a tremendous opportunity for supplements to help us in this area. And so Healthy Cell has brought a product to market for you to try as part of your health portfolio. So please go to healthycell.com and in the promotional code, list out loud for 20% off your first purchase of products from Healthy Cell. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Because of COVID-19, many Americans worry about their health 4 times a day. That's 112 times per month. But by simply keeping our immune system strong, we can stay healthy and put our worries at ease. One little known way to do this is by taking AC11, a patented supplement from a plant in the Amazon rainforest. Studied for over 20 years and backed by over 40 scientific peer-reviewed studies, taking AC11 has been proven to extend the life of immune cells called leukocytes, allowing you to boost immunity naturally. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of AC11. That's healthycell.com, HEALTHYCELL, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew with our special guest, Heather Robinson. We're talking about Whoopi Goldberg and her being suspended from ABC for comments that she made about the Holocaust. Now, we don't know and we don't pretend to know what's inside of her heart or her mind, but it is interesting that she has been a very woke liberal calling out people on the right and pretty much saying that if you don't ascribe to my ideology, you're a racist and that there's discrimination that's going on. And just the whole thing, what we're trying to understand, how did it get to this? These individuals who are supposed to be the truth bearers, these individuals who are supposed to have all the information and not disinformation. And what she spewed out the other day was without a doubt misinformation. It was hateful and it was evil. A woman of her age, what didn't she know that she did not know for her to say that? And as I said before, this is a wake-up call. And it's also, it gives me trepidation because I don't know what's going to happen next in the way of people being silenced. As Andrew said during the first half of the show, I don't agree with the suspension because I don't know what does the suspension do. 2 weeks, she's off. What is she going to do during that time? Take diversity training? Who's going to give her that training? She needs to, well, maybe she'll go to her rabbi and she'll talk to him. Hopefully he's not woke. But she needs to have a conversation with someone to understand why she hold those views. Or is it that she was caught up in the moment and she was trying to say something, trying to appear to be intelligent and smart, and she ended up looking rather stupid and dumb? I don't know.
I think she might have just been, I don't think the intent was evil. I think that
really
she's indoctrinated in ways that, yes, I would agree with you, Rob. I think the larger program is evil, but I don't think she or many people who subscribe to it recognize how evil, you know, I mean, they are brainwashed. They believe, you know, look, I mean, I don't mean to keep returning to the same subject, guys. You know, I know I sound a little obsessed, but it's because I was just so horrified, you know, by the loss of life the summer before last. You know, what started out as a worthy and understandable expression of outrage and dignified protest to seeing someone murdered the way we saw George Floyd. And then something happened and it became, it descended into violence many places, as we saw. We saw it with our own eyes. We saw people's businesses, you know, trashed. We saw neighborhoods on fire. We saw people, including other minorities, standing there crying, you know, their life's work a shambles. And we were told this was justice. And I'll tell you something, I didn't say this at the time. It reminded me of Kristallnacht, you know, the pictures that we see and the what we learn about when the Nazis destroyed so many Jewish businesses and pushed people downstairs and killed Jews that first night. It, you know, I'm not saying it was equal in scale or anything like that. I'm just saying, though, that when you start to rationalize violence and even say that it's justice, that's when you know that there's brainwashing in the mix. I think people just, that made me realize, you know, here was a cause that started out as just, and you can, I think, take any group of people and imbue them with a sense of righteousness. You can start with something maybe that has a grain of truth to it. But then when you preach to any group of people that violence, indiscriminate violence is justified because they have been wronged and this is, they need to mete out justice. You know, I think that that's what the hard left is doing. And I think that the seeds of evil, you know, I don't think Whoopi Goldberg is a particularly evil woman, and I don't think she intended to be evil, but I think she's indoctrinated. And, you know, I'm sure there were people, you know, in Nazi Germany who, you know, didn't set out to be evil. They were told this, you know, these are the people who are responsible for all the hardship and suffering of your life. And, you know, they were fed this, and it's terrible. It's not right. But, you know, it's something that can be tapped into in human nature. And I think the hard left is practicing this. They're right. Starting to practice this. And it's you know, I mean, I think that she's one of those who practitioners who just, she doesn't see the humanity fully. She doesn't see that it's the same thing, you know. She feels a need, even though she acknowledged she did it, to be fair to her. I mean, she said the Holocaust was evil, you know, that was part of her statement, but it was like another part of her mind just couldn't get out of the way and couldn't get around this.
Which is what, right. And that's what I don't understand, because, right, she did say it was evil, but it's like, but yeah. Do you understand what you're saying at the very beginning? What I struggle with, something that you said, is that right now today, this is what they're teaching our children, that there is an oppressor and the oppressor is the white man. And I've said this on many of our shows. This is 2022. The millennials that are growing up, and I don't know what you call the individuals that are after the millennials, they have grown up in the least racist society of any group of people. I mean, they're all open arms, but it is the older individuals, like the Whoopi Goldbergs, like the individuals on CNN and MSNBC, that are pontificating and indoctrinating these children into thinking that racism is stopping them from doing things that they want to do. And that has nothing to do with it, nothing at all.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's being not told, like, there's no racism, but there was more right. racism.
But they're being told that they are. And it's like, but where is it for these millennials? Where is it? But they're being told that. Now, I know what happened to George Floyd, and we all said it is unfortunate. But to try and go in and indict everyone because of George Floyd, indict every police officer, and look at what's mm-hmm. happening to our police officers.
Yep.
Look at how many were shot at in January.
Rob, how many were killed? Exactly what Martin Luther King warned the world about. Exactly. Yes. He said a cycle of violence will just lead to more violence. And to me, it's just exactly precisely what he explained very clearly is wrong and doesn't work. You can't fix injustice with more injustice. You can't fix injustice with indiscriminate violence. every great spirit that ever lived has told us, and humanity hasn't learned a thing.
Apparently. Yet we're here and we're marching back in that direction. We see it all the time. And what I find equally interesting is that they were constantly saying that Trump was anti-Semitic. Trump was bad. Trump was this. And look at what he did to Israel. Moved the embassy back to Jerusalem. And on the left, they did not want that. Look at some of the comments that they make. And just recently, look at the hostage situation in Houston. They all struggled with saying that it was a terrorist act, and that it was anti-Semitic. Even our own FBI refused to say, to call it out for what it really was.
Thanks, they refused. Robert.
And I'm hearing now, although they're not publishing it, that the hostages even said that they had to, on their own, convince the guy not to kill them and to let them go, because the FBI wasn't doing much of anything but grandstanding. Now, we saw all the FBI agents, they were there with the cars and the SWAT team, but according to the rabbi, they did a lot of the talking themselves. No, they didn't, diminish the FBI being there, but he said, we talked to him ourselves. Wow. And the FBI, again, if you think back, pulled the tape. I wish I had a tape. They said that, well, we don't know. We're not going to say that this was a terrorist act right now. We're not going to say that it's anti-Semitic. It was at a Jewish synagogue. What are you talking about, that it wasn't anti-Semitic? And then the guy inside was a British national who should not have been here. They have a hard time, they being the left, they being the FBI, and calling it out for what it is. So when they do this, you have people that are looking at this, and then they will assume, oh, there was no big deal. So that begs the question, what were her thoughts, her being Whoopi Goldberg, on the hostage situation in Houston? Did she look at it and just turn the other way? The Tree of Life that took place. What were her thoughts on that?
Still hasn't happened, by the way.
Has not happened. So what are her what will she say? Will she go out and say, okay, let me go out and give to Jewish charities? Guys, remember, I am Jewish. I mean, to me, that would be the wrong thing to say. But it is always on the left. And we have to call it out. I'm not saying to call it out with my chest stuck out. We have to call it out because it is extremely dangerous. Racism takes many forms, okay? Yeah. And as we've all said on the show, people are entitled to free speech. We may not like it, but when that free speech has the tinge of indoctrination and you're indoctrinating other individuals, it is extremely dangerous because all lives matter. And what she said was extremely dangerous.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. But I want to pivot here slightly and just say, we're all pretty sure that Whoopi Goldberg will get her job back. But my question for you guys is, when someone does say something stupid like Whoopi Goldberg said, should that be held against them forever, like we see in a lot of cases now? There's a young man from the NBA, former NBA player Myers Leonard, who a couple years back was playing a video game and he called someone a kike in an offensive way. Obviously, it was a mistake. And he came out and apologized, but he ended up getting released from the NBA. But since then, he's went to all kinds of Jewish community centers. He's donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to Holocaust museums and other Jewish foundations. Mm-hmm. And he has still not been brought back to the NBA, even though this was several years ago. Do you guys think when someone says something off the wall that's highly offensive, that they should be canceled forever? Another case is, look at Kramer from Seinfeld. You remember when he yelled the N-word over and over again? I mean, I don't even know.
Yeah, but he also made some very, very terrible, I mean, he described with specific imagery some violent things in a very hateful way.
Yeah, I can't even process what he might have been thinking when he did that. But nonetheless, is no matter what, if say Kramer went on and did all kinds of great community work and all things, should people be able to forgive him at some point?
Well, here's the thing. We should always forgive. You know, we can forgive, not forget. I don't think that it should define a person, because people can go on and do great things. We often talk about Joe Biden and his praise for segregationists, Bull Connor and Robert Byrd. Now, we have to remember that although he's saying his praises, Robert Byrd, and Barack Obama gave, I think, a semi-eulogy, Robert Byrd was a Klansman, but he changed his life. He turned his life around. I was never around Robert Byrd. I don't know how he viewed the world before he died, but he did change his life around. And whenever we get ready to say something, when they talk about Trump being a racist, we always go back to, well, remember, Joe Biden did give a eulogy and praise Robert Byrd. Well, Robert Byrd did convert or change his life. Bull Connor was a different story. He did not. So should they be defined by it? No, they shouldn't be, but it will always be in their byline. What Whoopi Goldberg said will always be in her byline now because it was so significant and people won't forget it. When people get ready to make an argument about something that she's done, they will always say, remember, she said this. But we also have to remember that earlier on, I think back in the 90s, when she was dating Ted Danson, there was this whole kerfuffle that came up because he came out in blackface and they said that she said nothing about it. And she was dating him at the time. And it was doing, I think, a roast of Whoopi, and he came out in blackface. And it was like, oh my God, how could she do this? She didn't say anything. And it stayed out there, I would say, for about a month or so, and then they broke up. So she will always, I think, this will always enter in her byline as to what happened and what she said, and that it took her so long to correct it. I mean, it was only about a day, but on The View, the women were trying to get her to come around, and she wasn't coming around. So it leads you to believe that, as Heather said, it was some indoctrination, and she believe those views. Now, again, I don't know if she said it stupidly. She was trying to make a point, trying to come off as being intelligent, and she failed doing it, but it will always be there. We can forgive her. People should, and we should move forward. But the suspension is not, I don't think that starts the forgiveness. The forgiveness will come when she has come around and say, look, I thought about what I said, and this is what I was trying to say. And I actually believe this, but when I look at it, I'm like, Whoopi, what the heck were you thinking? Go ahead, Heather.
Well, just that in order to make a real apology, I think she would have to acknowledge what we've been talking about, which is that racism is something any group is capable of toward any other group. That's the truth, and that's what has to be understood, but that's what the left doesn't want to. They don't want to hear it, you know? So I think it's actually, you know, it would be a very meaningful step forward if she were to say, you know, that I got tied up in this because, you know, I mean, anyway, I don't want to repeat myself, but yeah, I'd say bring back Whoopi and bring back Roseanne. Let them all come.
Oh, yeah. I think I should bring back Roseanne. I miss Roseanne. That's another person. Look at how they kicked her off and silenced her. And who did it? ABC. So I would like to know, and I eventually I'm sure it'll come out, who made the call to suspend her and to pull her off the air. Again, to me, it's meaningless. It doesn't do anything other than the fact that we don't get to see her, and maybe she'll take a lot of diversity classes. She will appear with Al Sharpton, which to me is a bad move. Maybe she should, like I said, come on here and talk to us. We would love to hear what she's thinking. But yeah. She 2 weeks, she's out. She'll come back and say, well, guys, you know what happened? And this is what happens when you make stupid comments. You know, you get pulled off. And if I get pulled off, they should let other people get pulled off also on the right. And then Joy, they will all say, yeah, that's right. But we're glad you're back. But you're not as bad as some of those folks on the right. Like, oh my God, haven't you guys learned anything? Yeah. That was my best impersonation about Whoopi.
Here's my question, just thinking out loud here. Let's say Judge Jeanine from Fox News did the same exact thing that Whoopi Goldberg did on The Five. Would Fox News fire Judge Jeanine, or do you think she would keep her job?
I'm sorry, Andrew, say that again?
Let's say Judge Jeanine said the same thing that Whoopi Goldberg said in the same context with the other co-hosts on The Five. Do you think she would have kept her job, or would she be fired because she's a Republican woman of color? That seems like there's a double standard there.
Yes. No conservative would survive this.
Right. She would be fired within a heartbeat. I don't think the Murdoch boys would be willing to stand behind her. She's gone on suspension before for making comments about, or her support for Donald Trump and making comments about the election being stolen. And this is one of my biggest gripes with the right. We're so quick to sacrifice our own and throw them out there as opposed to stand behind them. I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of Tucker Carlson, but he's one of the biggest draws. But they don't look at that. Look at Sean Hannity. People are constantly trying to get rid of him. Look at the person that Biden wants to put over the FEC, Gigi Sohn. She does not like anyone on the right. She wants to get rid of them. And if she's successful in being selected as the, I think, the FEC director, she will probably come down harsh on the right. And these are the things that we have to call out. We have to call them out every time. We don't want Whoopi suspended, but we need to draw the parallels and say what she said was wrong. Okay. But had someone on the right said it, this is what should have happened. And this is a reason why it is so dangerous for the left to keep pushing this misinformation about individuals on the right being racist. It is wrong. They have to stand up and they have to call it out. I was listening to John Thune today. He was speaking on one of the shows, and they said, now, as we approach the election in 2022, do you think the left is going to call you racist? And he smiled and he said, yeah, well, they're already doing it now. I mean, to me, that wasn't good enough. The fact that he acknowledges it and the fact that the left does it nonstop, they've always done it. With every conservative Republican president, they will say that they're a racist and they roll over. I was so thankful that Trump did not roll over. I mean, he didn't handle it the best way, but he did not roll over. And more on the right should stop rolling over and start calling them out. I look at Mitch McConnell. It's like he enjoys them calling him a racist. And as one of our guests said, they raise money off of it. Well, you know, they said I was a racist. Let's raise money. You have got to get beyond that. You have got to move beyond it and start standing up. Because Whoopi was suspended. But when they come after us, they want to end our careers. They want to silence us. And if Gigi Sohn gets that position, there will be a lot of changes. Look at Biden is looking to nominate, like as we started off saying, the first Black woman. And they're saying, well, we know we're going to do it because if the right says anything against her, we're going to say, you're racist. You're racist. You don't want Black women. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with her ideology. Why do you guys always have to go to the lowest denominator? We've got to start pushing back on this stuff, guys. We've got to, because it's not good. And if we allow them to continue along those lines, we will never be successful as a party. Again, what happened to Whoopi is unfortunate. But you would think that she would have known better than to say, and then to stand behind it, and then, like I said, to double down on stupidity. So Heather, what would you recommend she do to redeem herself? Is that even possible?
Sure, it's possible. You know, I think it's just a matter of really talking with people and understanding, first of all, you know, learning a little history of these crazy, you know, ideas. And I think, you know, that the whole discussion that, you know, that this whole obsession with race and the idea that membership into a certain race makes you, you know, that others can presuppose all kinds of things about you, good, bad, or indifferent, is a slippery slope and, you know, very dangerous. And I think it would start with lesson one that, you know, there are differences, but really, ultimately, there's one race, the human race, and all human beings are capable of bigotry or of being better. I think that's the first conversation that needs to be had, because I think that's at the core of this. It's, you know, it's the disinclination to, I think, probably empathize with the suffering of other people who don't look like her, maybe, you know, that this just seemed like something that happened long ago and far away to a bunch of white people. And, you know, I mean, maybe that was sort of behind it in a way, although she did say it was evil, but she, you know, she just doesn't really, So anyway, I think just to start, it would be to talk about that, you know, that this dehumanizing of other groups has happened and happens many places, many times. It's a terrible thing that happens in human interactions, that we need to be true progressives and educate children. And I would, you know, take her question seriously, how to teach children. I think it's very important to teach them, yes, about the unique experience of African Americans and, you know, other groups, including white people who sometimes have been oppressed. And, you know, that this isn't just about certain groups being benighted and other groups being stigmatized. I mean, that's just, honestly, I mean, that I think it's just bad, getting back to universal ethics, to content of character, and to the real reality that this group think is not the way forward, and that we all have to understand that, you know, somebody, another group may look different, they may sound different, they may have different customs. That doesn't mean we can make assumptions about them. And we need to remember that we are all, you know, subject to the same basic impulses as human beings, and we need to progress toward our higher impulses, which means resist this overgeneralizing about groups, and, you know, learn about each other and appreciate our differences and appreciate what we have in common. Just those good, corny, true values that are gonna lift us, not regress us to a state of overgeneralizing and dismissing other people's suffering because it doesn't look like, you know, because they don't look like us, you know. I mean, we need universal compassion. Black people need to be caring about white people. White people need to have more understanding and compassion for Black people. Muslims need to understand Jews have rights. Jews need to understand Muslims have rights. I mean, you know, I mean, this is just very basic and true. This isn't just about elevating one group over the other. If we're going to get into the business of moral education, there needs to be respect for everybody. It's not just about, you know, some people matter more than others. That's, you know, we've learned that doesn't work. And that's plays on human weakness and tendency to demonize and minimize others that don't look like ourselves. We need to get back to the basic work of anti-prejudice education, which applies to everybody because we're all human.
Yeah, well said. Thank you to our guest, New York Post journalist Heather Robinson, for joining us once again. A great discussion. We hope all you guys in the East Coast and the Midwest are staying safe, and that the recent snowstorms, pretty nasty weather out there. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or fall for nothing.